All right, I'm going to turn it over to Minister Berry at this time.
Good morning, saints. Hallelujah. We are so fortunate to be above ground and in the land of the living, because so many this morning did not make it. So on that note, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you humbled by the weight of this word, loyalty. In a world where promises are broken, commitments are forgotten, and people waver in and out of truth, we ask you to plant in us hearts that are loyal, not loyal to fleeting feelings, not loyal to man's applause, but loyal to you, O God, my God, the one who is faithful from generation to generation. Father God, your word says in Proverbs 20, verse 6, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. Lord, we want to be counted among the faithful. Teach us to stand firm in the small things and in the large things. Let our eyes, yes, be yes, and our no, be no, rooted in your righteousness. Father God, you have been loyal to us even when we wandered. When our faith was weak, your hand held us. When our spirits were broken, you restored us. When we failed you, you remained. That's the loyalty we long to reflect back to you. Help us, Lord, to show loyalty in our families. Let us love our spouses, our children, our friends, and our communities with a faithfulness that mirrors your steadfast love. Help us not to abandon those who depend on us, but to stand like Joshua, who declared in Joshua 24:15, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Father God, we pray our loyalty never shifts with the seasons. Even if storms rise, even if friends betray, even if the world tempts us to give up, we will cling to you. Strengthen us with the loyalty of Ruth, who told Naomi, where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Lord God, that was in Ruth 1:16. Lord, that's the kind of loyalty we need. Steady, selfless, enduring. Thank you for Jesus, the perfect example of loyalty. He was loyal to your will, even unto death. Praying in Gethsemane, not our will, but yours be done. He stayed the course, bore the cross, and rose again. Father, anchor us in that kind of loyalty. Father, we pray for loyalty and friendship. Lord God Almighty, we join our hearts with gratitude. Thank you for the gift of loyalty, not just as a human virtue, but as a holy reflection of your divine nature. You are the God who says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You proved your loyalty in covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You proved it when you parted the Red Sea for Moses and Israel. You proved it when you sent prophets again and again, even when the people strayed. And ultimately, you proved it by sending Jesus to die for us while we were yet sinners. Father God, we confess that loyalty has not always been easy for us. We have been tempted to walk away from commitments, to withdraw when things got hard, to choose convenience over covenant. Forgive us, Lord, and renew in us a spirit of steadfastness. Make us loyal in friendship, like Jonathan was to David. Jonathan's loyalty cost him his throne, but he clung to righteousness and truth. Let our loyalty also be costly, for love without sacrifice is shallow. Teach us to stand beside our brothers and sisters, not only in joy, but also in suffering. Lord God, we pray for loyalty in our job, in our work, when no one is watching. Let us be faithful when our names are not recognized. Let us serve as though serving Christ Himself. Loyalty is not just words. It is consistency of heart and action. Give us integrity to stand firm. And Lord God, keep us loyal to your church. In a time when many forsake gathering, we will remain rooted, supporting the body of Christ. Make us loyal servants to your kingdom, ready to lay down our lives if you so call us. Lord God, may we have loyalty in love and faith. We thank you for being the God of loyalty, faithful in every season, never changing, always present. Your word says in Lamentations 3, verse 22 and 23, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Thank you for that loyalty, dear God. As your people, we pray for loyalty and love. Teach us to love like Christ loved the church, with commitment, sacrifice, and endurance. Guard us from betrayal. Guard us from double-mindedness. And guard us from the temptation to serve two masters. We declare today, as for us, we will serve the Lord. Father God, we want to be loyal in prayer. Let us not grow weary, but continue to intercede for our families, our community, and this world. Loyalty means staying on our knees, even when answers are delayed, trusting that you hear every cry. Lord God, bless us with the loyalty of Esther. She risked her life for her people, saying in Esther 4 and 16, if I perish, I perish. May we be that courageous in our faith. Let our loyalty to you shine, even in dangerous or unpopular places. Lord God, we ask you to make us loyal in discipleship. Let us walk beside others, encouraging them in the word, mentoring them in faith, and holding them accountable to your truth. Loyalty builds legacy, and we want our lives to be bridges for the next generation. And finally, dear God, we ask for loyalty to endure until the end. Jesus said in Matthew 24 and 13, "He that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved." Keep us, Lord, faithful until the day you call us home. Lord God, we come as one. Different lives, different experiences, but the same cry. Make us loyal. Loyal like Ruth. Loyal like Jonathan. Loyal like Jesus. Teach us to be faithful to you, to one another, and to the call you've placed on our lives. We dedicate our loyalty not just for today, but for eternity. May generations after us say they were faithful, they were loyal to God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and of course, amen. Thank you, saints, for the precious privilege of praying with you all. For those of you all that can't stay for the duration of the hour, may the peace of the Lord be with you. And I will turn it back over to our host.
Well, praise the Lord, Brother Barry. We give God praise for that prayer on loyalty. Hallelujah. Let us be loyal like Jesus, like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He was loyal to the cross. He was loyal unto death, and we praise his name. Hallelujah. All right, people of God, I do want to encourage you all, again, to go to our website, ekcministries.org, just to see what's there. It's a lot of information there. So make sure you avail yourselves to it. And then make sure you put in your prayer request. We're praying every day, and we want your requests to be front and center in our thoughts. And so go to our website and put in your prayer request, and we will touch and agree with you in prayer. All right. It's Sister Tracy's prayer turn, but it's also Sister Tracy's birthday. And so I do want to open up the line so everybody, if you like, you can say happy birthday
yesterday
to Sister Tracy before
happy birthday.
All right, Sister Tracy, you have a lovely birthday. It's your turn to go forth in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you to everyone. I greatly appreciate all the birthday wishes. I just want to thank and praise God for being a good God, an awesome God. I want to thank and praise God for his love and his compassion. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I praise God for saving me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for Sister Tracy, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I praise God for saving me. I praise God for his love and his compassion. I praise God for allowing me to see another birthday. I thank God and praise God for just waking me up, putting different things on my mind to be able to pray about. And thank and praise God how he took me back June of this year, 5 years, how that he spared my life not once but twice. And I would just want to thank and praise God for to be able to share this testimony, how good God is, how God touch and heal, how God strengthened. I just want to thank and praise God how that at the time my body was going through so many changes, ups and downs, but didn't realize that I had blood clots, PE, in my lungs. And at the time when I got the phone call, they was letting me know to just get back here to the ER. Get back. It's life and death. We need you back here, Ms. Treadwell, life and death. I looked at my husband. I said, well, I got to go back. The doctor said, now, Ms. Treadwell, we need you back at the ER. That was 2020. The pandemic and everything was going on. Got to the ER. My husband couldn't come in with me. He had to sit out in a truck to wait till he get the word what was going on. And I just think that I want to praise God for children that pray. I want to thank and praise God for my children that know how to pray in the word of prayer. And I have two sons, and I have a daughter that's located out of town, one in my daughter in Florida, and I have two in North Carolina. And I had to tell my one son in North Carolina what was going on. And then he said, Mama, before you go into the emergency room, let me say a word of prayer. And I just want to thank and I want to praise God because that thing rendered in my heart this morning. I just want to thank and praise God. He said, I just want to pray and ask God to touch my mother, heal my mother. He said, Satan, I come up against you in the mighty name of Jesus. You messing with the wrong mama now. And I just want to thank, I will praise God because my kids know the power of prayer. They know what God can do. He said, Mama, this is not your test. He said, this is not your test, but you got to go through it, but it's not for you. And I want to thank and praise God. Today, I'm here alive to be able to share this testimony, to tell someone online that God is the same God back in the 1990s, 100s. He's the same God today. God never changed. He's still healing. He give us these tests for us to be able to share these testimonies, to let somebody know God is still sitting on the throne. He have not forgot about us. He's going to heal us in his right timing, and in the midst of us going through all these tests and trials, he wants us to share these testimonies. And I want to thank and praise God today. I am healed from the PEs. I am healed from the blood bitters. I don't have to go see my pulmonology anymore. I just want to thank and praise God for his blood, his power, and his protection. I just want to thank and praise God for his love. He has been so good to me, saints. And I just yet want to praise him and just want to thank him, not just for today because it's a special day to me, but every day when God allowed me to open my eyes, I just want to give him praise because it gave me another opportunity that he allowed me to live to tell somebody about his goodness. It's not so much about me, but it's about doing his will and telling somebody about his goodness. Oh, God, it's just so good, so good, so good. I thank him, I thank him, I thank him. Hallelujah. God, I thank you and I praise you. Oh, God, I just love you. I just bless your holy name. So wonderful, so wonderful. Okay, let me pray. Let me pray. I was given the topic, pray about court's rulings. Oh, God, I just want to thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So I'm asking y'all to touch and agree and pray with me. I'm going to pray about our justice system today. That's what I'm going to pray about. So please join me in prayer. Thank you, Lord. In the power of when... power when the peoples unite in prayer. The Heavenly Father tell us in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our justice system and Supreme Court of the United States on behalf of this nation. Lord, we repent for promoting unjust judge who rules according to personal opinions instead of more truths. Forgive, Lord, us for allowing corrupt and injustice, Lord Jesus, to preside within our courts. Father, we pray that you raise up judges after your own heart who will stand against ungodliness and injustice. Uphold your righteous law and defend and protect the Constitution of the United States. Lord, divinely enable our Supreme Court justice to set a standard of justice and balance for the justice office, not only as a nation level, but for every adjudication of our nation. Father, I also pray that all ungodly laws will be reversed or removed. And ungodly, Lord Jesus, we ask that you, Lord, that you expose all corruption, Lord Jesus, in our justice system, God. Remove any court judges or justice who attempt to corrupt our system and justice, and replace him or her with one who honors your word and law, Lord, in your name. Lord, we just continue to pray and ask you, Lord, to continue to bless our justice system, to just continue to bless, Lord Jesus, each and every judge, God, Lord, our lawyers, God. We ask that you would just touch, Lord Jesus, prosecutors, defenders, God, even the people that are standing before the court system and having a case. God, we're praying today and asking you, Lord Jesus, that we as your peoples come to pray, God, Lord Jesus, for our justice system. God, that you, any corruption, God, anything, any ill will or foul thing that's going on in there, God, any money exchange, God, any showing favor, God, over one person to the other. Even, Lord Jesus, dealing with our judges, God, if they're, Lord, basing their judges off of someone's nationality, God, or, Lord, or even their race, God, or even, Lord Jesus, what they may have on, God, or even where they may live, God, we asking you today to stop it in the mighty name of Jesus. But we asking today, Lord, that you would give us judges, Lord, you would give us lawyers, God, that save, sanctify, Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized, God, being deliverance, God, changing their ways, God, and asking you, Lord, to direct and order their footsteps today, God. We ask you, Lord, that they pray before court, God, pray after court. Have a mind, God, to say what you have them to say, God, not what self want to say, God. Remove us out the picture, God. But, Lord, that we come before you in a judge system, come before you, God, holy, God, before the people's God, that they can make a fair decision, God, in their cases, God. Oh, God, we pray for our president, God. We pray for our senators and our governors today, God. We pray for all the ones that's in office of Congress, God, today, God, that they have a mind to serve you, God. They have a mind to lift you up, God. They have a mind, God, to say, Lord, not my will, God, but let thy will be done, God. Oh, God, we ask that you would just touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that they have a mind today, God, oh, God, to worship you, God. We pray today, God, asking them right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would change their ways, change their thoughts, God, change the way they go about doing things, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we asking that you even touch right now, even the ones that's being abused and neglected by the system, God. Praying for the ones, Lord Jesus, have been, Lord Jesus, abandoned, mistreated, God, the children that's in the system, God. Oh, God, going from house to house, God, being abused and neglected, mistreated, God, by the system, God, that the social workers are failing our children, God, failed to do their jobs was right, God. We're praying today, God, that you would just open up their eyes, God, that they have a mind to do what you have them to do, God. Move the jealous, move the envy, move the strife, God. Move, God, anything that's not like you out of them, God. Let them know this is not personal, God. We're here to do a work, God. And so your saints coming to pray, God, your children's coming to pray, God, that you would do a mighty change, God. Do a 911 change. Do an ASAP change in our system today, God, that we can move everything that's crooked, God, everything that's not right, God, remove it out the way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Someone was telling me, God, oh, God, about a lawyer, God, was representing a case, but the lawyer told the client, I need you to represent your case because the judge don't like me. Lord Jesus, so we asking, Lord, in the name of Jesus, if the judge, Lord, and the lawyers don't get along, Lord, when they go into these courthouse, how can they represent the clients fairly, God? So we asking you, Lord, to move any animosity, God, out of our court system, God, out of our justice system, out of the Congress, God. We asking that you would just move everything, God, that try to come up against your people's, God. Oh, God, it's your people's, Lord. Some, Lord Jesus, have tickets. Some have court cases that they have to deal with and go through, Lord. Could be even on this line today, God. But we ask that you would stand before them, God, that you would make everything right, God, every crooked path straight today, God. We praying for them today, God, that they would pray and seek your face, and God, ask you, Lord, that we're going to turn from our wicked ways. We're going to do it the way you have us to do, God. We're going to go before you, righteous God, not just saying we're going to do it today, God, and still be the same way, God, but we're going to do it and and make a change, God, a permanent change, God. Right now, the name of Jesus, we need a permanent change in the system, God. Oh, God, we ask that you touch the one sex trafficking, God. Oh, God, in the system today, God. Oh, God, we praying, Lord Jesus, for our children, God. Every time you turn around, you turn on the news, you look at your phone, God, some child is missing. Some child is kidnapped, God. God, the abuse going on, the abandonment going on, Lord. The bullying going on, God. Oh, God, our system is not just selling our children's, God, but they're selling your people's in general, God. So we ask that you put the right ones in office. The right ones in office, God, that's going to serve you, God. Make a difference in our world today. Make a difference in our justice system today. Make a difference, God, to our people, God. So when they come into the courtroom and they can see the judge, God, oh, God, that judge can have mercy on them, God. No matter what they have done, God, they still can be able to say a prayer for them, God, and have mercy. Do a new thing, God, for your people today, God. Oh, God, you have called us out, God. You have called us out, God. You have shown us, God, how mighty, how awesome you are, God. How you make ways out of no way, God. How that you step in the midst of every circumstance and situation. Oh, God, Lord, the trouble, Lord, that try to come our way, you're blocking, God. Those have been closed that the enemy said, Lord Jesus, not so. You say yes. Oh, God, you have, Lord, touched our hearts and our minds, God. People dealing with depression and, oh, God, anxiety, God, Lord, stress, God. Oh, God, and how you heal and deliver them, God. So we know that you're able, God, to do all but fail. You didn't allow us to go through all this, God, to sit on your word, to sit on the prayer. Sit on the testimonies, God. Oh, God, even when I fasting, God, you didn't allow us to push back our plates, God, to get ready for this time, God. Oh, God, Lord, to be able to tell your peoples about you, God, and let them know this is what you require, God, of them today, God. Help us today to realize, God, that you are the true judge. You are the true God, the living Savior, God, and they have to acknowledge you, God, before they can make any decision to go further. We as your people's, God, cannot make a move without you, God. We can't even work without you, God. We can't even, Lord Jesus, take a bath without you, God. We can't breathe on our own, God. We don't wake ourselves up in the morning, God. No alarm clock wake us up, God. Oh, God, I just want to say thank you today, God. Oh, God, because you have been too good to us, God. And we just want to praise you. We want to magnify you. We want to lift you up, God. And the ones of us, God, is stagnant. Oh, God, the ones of us, Lord Jesus, is just uncomfortable in certain things to do for you. God, make us comfortable, God. The ones that's timid and shy, God. Oh, God, remove that, God. But give us a holy boldness to tell people about you, God. No, God, remove that fear, God. Oh, God, in that grocery store, that doctor's office, God. You give us a word to say, God. Let us just say it, God. You said one plant, one water, God. You give the increase, God. All we have to do is be the messenger to deliver it, God. We don't have to go no further. Now, bless us on this day, God, as you use us, God, as we go out to the hedges and highways and compel, Lord, men and women to come unto you, God, that we be the living epistle you call us to be on this day, God. I love you. We praise you. We honor you. We magnify. We lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus. I turn it back over to the hands of Pastor Lenore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Tracy, for that prayer on court rulings. Hallelujah. You pray for the Supreme Court. You pray for everything under the sun. And I give God praise. And I pray in the name of Jesus that the Lord will honor your prayer. I'm sure he will. And we praise God for court rulings to be in the favor of the people. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Again, people of God, don't forget, go to our website, ekcministries.org. Put in your GPS as a testimony. Today is Won't He Do It Wednesday. God has been doing some mighty things in our life. If you hit star 5, I'll give you the opportunity to testify. If you can hit star 5, I'll give you the opportunity to tell of the goodness of Jesus Christ. All right? Hit it now so we can go on forth. I'm not going to wait until the end of the prayer. Whenever you hit it, that's when you can testify. All right, people. Again, that's star and the number 5. All right, people of God. Thank God for your healing on Tracy. That was a wonderful, wonderful, powerful testimony of how God healed you and set you free. All right, Minister Andre, you could go forth.
Amen, amen. I was wanting to testify this morning, Sister Tracy, Minister Tracy, you prayed that powerful prayer this morning, got me fired up. I thank God for you. Happy birthday once again. Happy birthday. Yeah, real quick, I'm trying to take this in a way that it'll be real short and quick.
It's got to be short. Sister Cynthia got to go forth.
I know. I was in the line. Wait a minute. I'm getting an echo from my wife's phone. We in the same area. But I was in the gas station in line about to get some gas. There was a man in front of me, and he was purchasing his stuff. He purchased his stuff and left. I got up to the counter, and the man had left his bank card on the counter. I immediately grabbed the card, and I ran outside to catch him. I said, sir, you're leaving this. And he said, oh, my God, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I gave it back to him, and he shook my hand, and I said, you're welcome. I said, that's what a Christian is supposed to do. He said, you don't find that very often anymore. I said, well, thank God that he changed me. Because there was a time when I'd have seen that card on that counter, and I said, oh, there's a come up. That's a lick for me. I got to tell y'all where God has brought me from. Because I had to stop for a minute. And the Lord said, look at what you just did. And look at what I just did for you. Because it didn't even cross my mind to do nothing wrong. I thank God for how he changed my heart today. All right, that's enough. God bless y'all.
Yeah. That was good. That was good. That was good, Minister Andre. Yes, he said that's a come up. Ah, glory to God. Man, he did it for you, not for the guy. He did that for you, Minister Andre. He did that to test you and make sure you were good, let you see that you have changed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, Sister Cynthia, it's your turn. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. Praise the Lord, saints. So my word is a praying for hurting people. So I took it two different ways when I looked at it last night. So I'm just going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this day. We give you praise and glory and honor, for truly you worthy to be praised. God, we come praying for hurting people, God, that's hurting on today and all the situations, God, that they might be going through, God. We stand in proxy. We stand in the wilderness and we cry out to you, God, because so many things come in our lives, God, that hurts us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But on today, God, we're praying for healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, or whatever is going on in their lives, God. We pray that you will heal them, deliver them, and set them free, God. We give you glory, we give you honor, God, because you are the God that healeth thee. You are the God. You are the true and living God. You are the only God that answers according to your word. So, God, on today, those that's crying out to you because of the things that they are going through, they have put them on their knees, God, that they can't even say words out of their mouth, God, but you know their heart, God. You hear their heart, Lord. I pray on this morning, God, whatever it is that they are going through, God, that you will help them in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that we won't be so quick, God, to hurt other people, God, that we won't be so quick, God, to come against people, because we never know what people are going through, God. And so, God, on today, I pray, God, that you would even test the sister that was put to shame about a hug, God. I pray, God, that we will become more close to you, that we will become more a knowledge of you, God, that we will hear you in the spirit when to say something, when not to say something, God, and that we don't take your word out of context and use it according to how we want it to be used, God. But we will speak the truth in the name of Jesus because it's the right time and the right place to do things, God. And so, God, I just pray, God, today that you will give us wisdom and understanding, God, how to go before the people, what to say before the people, God, that our feelings won't be so easily hurt, God. It will destroy other people in the name of Jesus because the hurt on the inside of us, God, that we won't be so caught up, God, because somebody didn't speak or somebody didn't hug us or somebody didn't praise us, God, or somebody didn't call our name out, God. Help us, God, to know that you said what we do in secret, that you would bless us openly, God. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you because you're a God that cares about everything in our lives, God. And you want us to do things in decent and in order, God. So we have to be in tune to you to know how to walk, what to say, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, on this morning, God, I pray for your hurting people that's hurt over things, God, maybe they shouldn't be hurt from. But, God, I pray that they won't retaliate. I pray, God, because you said, revenge is mine, thus said the Lord, I shall repay. And so, God, I pray, God, that you would touch their heart and heal their heart in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for all our churches, God. I pray for our leaders, God, that they will walk by faith and not by sight, that they would not live in their flesh, God, but they will live by the Spirit, and that they will hear what you're saying in these last days, God, that we won't be so caught up in ourselves, God, that we can't see others that's hurting. God, that we'll reach out and we'll begin to pray for one another, and we'll love our neighbors as ourselves. God, who is our neighbor, God? That we will love one another with the love of Christ. And that we won't move in this direction and that direction to hurt other people, God. Because you said love one another. And so, God, you said, how can we say we love you and whom we never seen, and yet our brothers and sisters we see every day, we don't love, God. Help us to be delivered and set free from bitterness and anger and past hurts, God. Help us, Lord, to not move by our flesh, but by our Spirit. Help us to have discernment, God, when we know when to be quiet and not say anything, God. But it's a right time and it's a wrong time, God. And so I pray, God, that you'll continue to deal with us on the inside. Because you said it's not what defiles a man that go in, but it's what comes out of his mouth that defiles him, God. And we think we're right, and we're wrong all the time, thinking we're right. But God, allow us to hear you in the Spirit. Allow us to hear you to say, shh, be quiet. It's not the time to speak. Because you don't know how the person is hurting, and you don't know how the person really feels about you, because how do you feel about them? And so, God, let us not keep walking in our flesh, but allow us to walk in the Spirit. Allow us to be guided into all truth. So, God, we thank you for your word, because your word is truth. And we don't have to take your word and make it say what we want to say. We can all be standing on one accord, but we don't have to go and buy a car called one accord. Because we're standing on one accord. We got to know the truth, God. We got to know the word in the name of Jesus. We got to know your word, God. So we don't be easily distracted and fooled by somebody saying something that they want to be true. But it's not scripture. It's not scripture, Lord. And Lord God, you said if we pick up any deadly thing, that you will deliver us from it, God. But you didn't tell us to go and pick up a snake and dance with the snake, and then he bite us and we died. And we say, Lord, why you ain't saying this? Because I didn't tell you to do that. We got to have knowledge of what you're telling us to do. So, God, that we don't have to stand to repent
over things that we said that we shouldn't have said. We have to learn how to love one another. Christ, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son because of love. He loved us so much that he stretched forth his arms and he died for us. And he got up on the third day with all power in his hand. He said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He didn't say he come that we might destroy people and might tear down people and might cuss out people. That's not what he came for. Jesus came with love, and he loved us no matter what. Even when we was in sin, he loved us because he knew from the beginning, even when we was in our mother's womb, who we were. And so we are thankful and we are grateful on this morning that he gave us another chance to get it right, that he gave us another chance to hear the truth. And the day that we heard the truth, we didn't harden our heart. But we accepted you as Lord and Savior, and we made the decision, God, that we was going to live for you no matter what. And so, God, we're grateful on today that we're living today for you. We're grateful on today for all the things that you brought us out of, that we're here today to give you praise and to give you glory and honor, because it was a time, God, that we didn't give you praise. It was a time, God, that we didn't give you honor. It was a time, Lord, that we didn't live for you. But one day you sent your word, and we heard your word, and our heart changed. And we hungered and we thirsted after righteousness, God. You said in your word, God, you did one well. What did hinder you? What got in your way? What got in your way from following the truth? What got in your way that you could easily walk up and hurt somebody? But Lord, you said, revenge is mine. Thus said the Lord, I shall repay. I know that people say things, God, that hurt us. But you hear it too, because you're all knowing God. You see it too. And we have to pray for them. Not think of a way how to get them back. But we got to turn them over to you, God. We got to turn them over to you so we can be healed, so we can be delivered, so we can set free, so we can follow you no matter what, so we can hear what you're saying in these last days, because you gave us an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And you're saying, love one another. And so, God, we have to love one another. We have to, God, pray for one another. We have to seek your face like never before so we don't get caught up in things that's not of you. We have to know your word, so when somebody come with your word and they don't twist it and turn it another way, we know that's not you. We know that's not you. Because we don't put your word on the inside, and you sent the Holy Ghost. And you sent the Holy Ghost, Lord, to lead us into all truth and not into all lies. You said the truth will set us free. And we've been set free over the truth. And so we can walk by faith and not by sight. We can call those things as not as though they already were. We can give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, for truly you're worthy. We're thankful and we're grateful on today. And so, God, we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. And God, I thank you and praise you for everybody that's on the line. And I pray, God, on today that you would meet every need. Because you said, God, that you would supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So, God, whatever the need is today, I pray that you will supply. I pray, God, that you will continue to cover us under your bloodshed covering. I pray, God, that you will continue to cover our children as they go to and forth to school. I pray, God, for a bloodshed covering. I pray, God, that you would keep them under the blood and no hurt on the danger. Or come to them, God, as they go to learn, God. But I pray, God, in all they getting, they'll get an understanding of who you are. And so, God, I pray for Bishop and Sister Lenore. I pray, God, that you'll continue to supply the need in the name of Jesus. And I continue, Lord, that they'll continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And they'll call those things as not as though they already were. You said, where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst, God. You said, whatsoever we shall ask in your name, that you would grant it unto us. So, God, on today I ask that you would cover these prayers, God. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will cover us and you will keep us under the blood. And so, God, I call this by faith. I touch and agree that it's done by faith in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints. I turn it back over to Pastor Lenore.
Amen. Amen, Sister Cynthia. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful, wonderful prayer. We give God praise for you this morning. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. People of God, God is so good. I thank each and every prayer lead for praying for all the topics that we have. But we also would like to pray specifically for whatever need that you may have. And so if you go to our website and put in your prayer request, we will add you and your situation to our list. And so that is what we're asking, that you go in and put in your prayer request. All right? And if you don't have a prayer request, I'm sure there's somebody around you that may have a prayer request, and we would like to touch and agree with them. Like Sister Cynthia said, where two or three are gathered, there he is in the midst. And we want to make sure we cast all of our cares on him, because God cares for you. Whatever concerns you, remember, it concerns God, our Lord and Savior. He's so concerned about us. Hallelujah. We think he's not, but I promise you, the Lord is so concerned about everything that is going on in your life, everything that has you burdened and up at night. You know, the Lord sees you, he hears, and he answers prayer. All we have to do is have faith and give it to him and walk away, because he will work it out. Now, sometimes our answer is not God's answer. We want it to be all peaches and cream, and the Lord is saying, no, I want you to go through this. I need you to wallow through the storm and figure it out and not be content where you are. He's ruffling our feathers so we can be strong. All right? All right, people of God, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray about drawing closer to Jesus. In James 4, it says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. All right? If you just get closer to him, you can get closer to him by reading your word. You can get closer to him by meditating on his goodness and his kindness. You can get closer to God just by praying to him and seeking him. All right? Heavenly Father, our Savior, our Redeemer, we come before you today with hearts hungry to draw near to you and your Son, Jesus Christ. We acknowledge that apart from you, we're nothing. And in you, we find true life, purpose, and fulfillment. Your word declares in John 12:32, if I be lifted up from the earth, you will draw all men unto you. Lord, today we lift you higher, high in our hearts, in our worship, in our praise. Lord, we lift you high above every circumstance, every situation. We ask that you do what we can, God, that you draw us closer to you, God. Let us love you deeper, God. God, fulfill us, God. Fulfill every corner of our heart, God, with purity and motives that deepen our relationship with you. Father, we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to the world. God, we thank you for him being the way, the truth, and the life, God. We thank you for the victory, God. God, we thank you for victory. Victory is mine, God. We praise you, God. Draw us nearer, God. Draw us nearer, God. You said if we draw near to you, God, you would draw near to us, God. God, give us the mind to seek you, God. Give us the mind, God, not to put you on the back burner, God. Give us a mind, God, to read your word, God. Give us a mind, God, to talk to you, God. Give us a mind, God, hallelujah, to take time out of our busy schedule, God. Hallelujah, to have to cultivate our relationship with you, God. God, we thank you for the victory, God. We thank you for your sacrifice, God. God, thank you that you have granted us access to your presence, God. Hallelujah. We come today, God, hallelujah, with open hearts, God, asking for your grace to draw us near to Jesus, God. Remove every obstacle, God, every distraction, every doubt, every hindrance, God, that might stand in our way, God. God, we want an intimate relationship with you, God. I'm going to say that again. Remove every doubt, God, every obstacle, God, every distraction, God. Hallelujah. The things of this world come to steal, kill, and destroy and distract us, God. Take our mind off of you, God. God, but we ask, God, that you put our mind back focused on you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray for a renewed hunger, God. God, put that hunger and thirst back in us, God. Put that fire back in us, God. Take us back to where we first received you, God. God, take us back, God. Put that passion in us, God, that we want to seek your face daily, God, that we want to hear from you daily, God, that we want to touch you daily, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Put that hunger and thirst back in us, God. Revive our soul, God. God, touch us, God. Draw us, God. Draw us, God. Draw us, God. Father, we ask that you ignite within us a longing, God, to listen and sit at your feet, to meditate in your word, and to abide in your love, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God. Hallelujah. That you just put that thirst back in us, God. God, let us hear your voice clearer, God. Let us obey your commandments with our whole hearts, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. Lord, forgive us where we have dropped the ball, God, where we have not listened to you, God, where we have not sought you first, God. God, we ask for you to forgive us, God. We repent, God. We repent right now, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, wash us clean, God. Let our relationship, God, with you, God, be intact, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, forgive us in every area of our lives that cause us to drift away from you, God, grow colder in our heart and our love for you, God. God, we ask in Jesus' name, God, hallelujah, as we repent, God, that your mercy, God, would shine bright upon us, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Revive our spirit, awaken our soul, and rekindle it back to our first love, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Revive us, God. Revive us, God. Revive us, our spirit. Revive our soul, God. Do it deep on the inside of us, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We desire to know you more deeply and intimately, God. We want to experience you with love and new dimensions, God. God, we want your peace and your joy and your strength, God. Draw us near through the Holy Spirit, God. Hallelujah, that our lives will reflect your beauty and your grace, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God. We declare that revival begins in us, God. Revive us, God. Revive our spirit. Reset our priorities, God. Let us walk in the fullness of your love. Guide us by your Holy Spirit and command us to follow you every day, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. God, Father, we surrender ourselves anew to you, God. Yes to your word. Yes to your way, God. Yes to your will, God. Use us, God. Shape us, God. Draw us closer to Jesus, God. Let our life be a reflection of your light and your love, God. We choose to cling to you more, God. We trust fully in your power and your transformation and renewing us, God. We thank you for a closer walk with you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We desire that we can come into your presence boldly, God, seeking you diligently, God, and you're drawing us closer, God. Your love is relentless, God, and your mercy is renewed every morning. Hallelujah. Your mercy sustains us, God. Father, as we seek Jesus, we ask in Jesus' name that you receive our word. We receive your promise, and you receive our prayers, God. And God, we ask in Jesus' name that you would draw us near, draw us near, God. Draw us near, draw us near, draw us near, God. I remember the song is playing in my head, draw me nearer, nearer unto thee. I can't remember the rest of the words, but I draw me nearer, God. Draw me nearer. We trust you, God. God, make our relationship with you stronger, God. Make it deeper, God, in the name of Jesus. Let our faith grow, God. Let our experience with you grow, God. Hallelujah. Let it be forever changing, God. We declare that right now, God, that our hearts are committed and renewed in a new walk with you, a closer walk with you, a closer read with you, God. God, we thank you. We believe that you're drawing us, God, with your love and your power and your presence. Transform our hearts. Transform our spirits, God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We trust you, God. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you for considering drawing us, God. Just considering us, putting us to the forefront of your thoughts, God, putting our situations in the forefront of your thoughts, God. We thank you, Jesus, for your empowerment, God. God, we praise you that we're renewed in you now. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that as we lift our hands, God, you're touching our spirit deep down on the inside, God. Revive us. Revive our soul. Revive our spirits, God. Revive us, Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 All right, people of God, we praise God for you joining us this morning. Hey, if you want to be a prayer lead, just call the office, 216-475-6327. If you know somebody that want to be a prayer lead, give them the office number, and we will make sure they're on our next prayer schedule. All right? Don't forget, we're looking, I'm telling you again, we're looking for prayer leads, Lauren. We're looking for prayer leads, Monzella. We're looking for prayer leads, Gloria. We're looking for prayer leads, Elaine. If you have considered, even just thought about it, I will make sure you are prepared and ready to lead us in prayer. Call me. I know most of y'all got my cell phone number, so call my cell phone, and I'll make sure you're part of this prayer lead team. All right? God bless you. God bless you. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely rest of your day. People of God, I'm going to unmute the line.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Happy birthday.